ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरु वाक्य दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
की याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस।
जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंच
As I reach the subtle region,
एक बहुत सुंदर दृश्य देखा।
I saw a very beautiful scene.
कि एक बहुत सुंदर लाइट थी।
There was a very lovely light.
और जैसे उस लाइट के पास मैं पहुंची,
and as I went closer to the light,
चमक भी भिन्न-भिन्न प्रकार से अलग-अलग रूप में सुंदर रूप में दिखाई दे रही थी।
It was shining in different ways and giving a very beautiful image.
एक दो ऐसे करके अनेक प्रकार की
From one light, many other lights were emerging, were appearing and creating a circle.
दूर-दूर तक पहुंचती थी।
The rays of those lights were reaching all directions.
हीरे मोती कहीं पर बगीचा
Some places there were diamonds, some places there were gardens.
महल दिखाई दे रहे
And in other places there were beautiful palaces. So I was looking at this entire scene. After a few
Baba
seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance.
Baba ne aakar ke kaha,
Baba came and said, Child, what are you looking at? I replied, Baba, from these lights, I am visualizing a variety of things.
Yogi dikhaye. और वो योगियों की
From the light, what also appeared was yogis, and the light that was emanating from the yogis were creating different images, gardens, flowers, lovely fruits, the palaces. Nature too was looking quite extraordinary. And in another direction, I saw another light. That were kind of giving birth to other kinds of lights. And the rays that were emanating from these lights, some of them were going halfway, stopping midway. And some rays of light were touching some spots and coming back. And then in a third direction, I saw another set of lights. They were coming and going, sometimes sparkling, sometimes getting extinguished, sometimes moving upwards, sometimes downwards.
तो बाबा मुस्कुरा रहे थे।
बाबा was smiling and he said, "Child, did you see?"
बच्चों के आंतरिक स्वरूप।
Today, Baba was looking at the children's inner stage, inner form.
आपके पास आज वो बच्चे हैं
जो The children who came to Baba today,
बाबा ने दिखाया। बाबा ने कहा ये वो बच्चे हैं
are those who were in their first form
ब्राह्मण परिवार की प्रवृत्ति
who are living in BK households
अपने शुभ संकल्प अपने संपूर्ण स्वरूप
who are expressing their elevated thoughts and through their inner powerful stage they're able to bring nature closer to themselves and are bringing about transformation
ऐसे बच्चों के लिए सदा सहयोगी
Nature also is always very cooperative with such souls, very loving. Nature always follows or accepts their orders and they take on the form depending on the thoughts of such children. So they always say, Yes, my Lord, in front of these souls. And secondly, are those children
purify कर रहे
who are purifying the five elements, nature But sometimes they fluctuate in their inner stage, and so sometimes nature comes close, sometimes it brings about transformation, or sometimes they get hidden behind the clouds. And then the third group are those who are still entangled in their inner situations and situations of others. They're just constantly going around in those situations. So nature comes close, takes a round. Nature wants to say something to these third set of children. Nature wants to give these children something. And they do give. Nature does give, that bestows the children with certain things. But because they're stuck in their own circles, they're not able to understand. So today, Baba is looking at the household of each Brahmin child. Not the physical household, but the inner world. What is the Brahmin children's? How much are they following the daily routine? How much are they following the Srimad? How elevated are their thoughts? How perfect are they in their lives? How perfect has the intellect become? Are they doing what they need to do according to the time or not? So Baba was looking at each Brahmin child's inner world, inner household. There are some children for whom their inner world is accurate. They are perfect in many ways, and they also bring benefit to others. They are also bringing about transformation. And so for such children, nature, the five elements, would also be always be cooperative. They come as servants and listen to whatever their orders are. For the second group of children, nature is repeatedly asking such children to listen to their call. So the call reaches those children, sometimes it doesn't reach fully. And the third group of children are those to whom nature comes. And nature tries to teach them different lessons through different test papers, through different situations, and comes to make them strong. But those children, they're not clear in their daily routine, in their principles. They're not able to stabilize themselves in their own perfect stage. And so small things also look very big to them. So time is such that during this little time, you have to see that nature is waiting for you. In the future, the children will experience perfect nature, and you have to rule over the perfect world in the future. So now, within the confluence age, make your Brahmin household, your inner world, perfect. Don't get entangled in situations, but listen to Baba's Srimad that Baba is giving you. Follow the Srimad, imbibe that in your lives, and then transformation will take place quickly. Nature will also cooperate with you. Nature is just waiting for you. She's ready to give you cooperation. So the children have to transform nature, be victorious over it. I then asked Baba, how are we to do this? These thoughts come to the children these days, how are they to bring this transformation, bring about this transformation? So Baba said, let your faith in the Father and in Rama be unshakable. Have one faith and one support. You remember that you are under the Father's canopy of protection. Remember, Baba is your backbone. So with these thoughts, make your stage powerful. And then the nature, the five elements will also remain very powerful. She will bow down in front of you and she will make every one of your tasks easy and give cooperation to you. And then gave special remembrances to Baba on behalf of for Bholi Dadi and the souls of Krishnakant Bhai and Lavdev Bhai. It was Bholi Dadi's day yesterday. So Baba said for her that she's the one who's won everyone's heart. She's seated on the Father's heart throne. She always made souls content in a physical and a subtle way. So Baba is going to be feeding her today himself. Bholi Dadi smiled and said, I'm going to feed Baba first. So Baba said, this child always made souls content. And so Baba always fills the child with good wishes. Baba then fed Bholi Dadi with a lot of love, and Bholi Dadi fed Baba. Baba then said, especially for Krishnakant Bhai, who left his body 2 weeks back, this child was always very light, always smiling, always happy. He always was close to Baba, close to Madhavan in the confluence age, and living closely with everyone. He always was in an entertaining mood. He always gave happiness and spread happiness. Then Baba said for Laldev Bhai, a long-term Madhavan Nivasi, he was always very silent, natured, very accurate in every service that he did. He always used to play with the jewels of knowledge, always to make others happy and laugh, and was always of friendly nature. Baba then offered bhog to fed these souls, and all the rest of souls who had offered bhog, Baba emerged all those souls in a half moon circle. Baba gave drishti to everyone and then fed each soul himself. So all the souls were very happy. Baba said, this too is a very great fortune. When you offer bhog on behalf of a soul, their fortune also increases. The soul who has offered the bhog, their fortune also increases. So there's the benefit, the attainment of good fortune and good wishes. I then returned. Om Shanti.